Today's daf is daf Yud Beis. So we got to the very top of Yud Beis. The Gemara asks the question, Bayi minei Rabbi Zeira mi Rabbi Yehuda, Isha mal shetivdak asma lebaila. Should a woman check herself prior to Tashmish? So Gemara says, Amar lei, lo tivdok. She should not check before Tashmish. V'tivdok, ma bekach, let her check. Why not? So imke libo no parish. Because if he sees his wife checking, he's going to be concerned. Well, maybe she's a dam nida now, and maybe he's going to refrain from that reason. I want you not to do a bedika. So we're talking about a woman who's not being osik bataros. We learned yesterday if she's osik bataros, so then she has to do bedika. But not in this case where she's not osik bataros, just dam, should she do bedika? And the Gemara says not to. Rashi, rather, Tosa just explains here, libo nokfo uporish, perish rabbeinu chananel, kevin deroa isha bodekes. The husband sees the wife checking. Mechashiv, he thinks she'im lo hergisha. If she didn't feel anything, lo haisabodeka. She wouldn't check. Meaning, there's something, some sensation she felt that caused her to check. So therefore, he's going to be parish. So therefore, we said never to do a bedika prior to tashmish. Asks Gemara further. Bo yimenei Rabbi Abba mei Rav Huna. Isha mao shetivdok asma b'kishir veset. It's a very strange question. The Gemara wants to know, should she do bedika after the fact? Right before the fact, we said not to do a bedika, it's going to scare the husband away. But after the tashmish, maybe she should do a bedika. Why? Because if within a sheer vessel, within a few seconds, if she finds nida, the din is that we assume the dam was there during tashmish as well, and now the husband's chayv achatis. He's not amazed, he thought she was mutter. But then turns out she was actually a dam nida, so he's shogeg. So should she do an inspection 5 seconds later to see whether he's chayv achatas or not if they were to find dam? So Amr Le, the Gemara says, Mi mishkachas la lebedika kishir veses? Could you do a bedika, could you accomplish a bedika in such a short period of time of a shir veset? You need more time to do bedika. Because the Gemara says, what's a shir veset? Vatanya, the Gemara, Bryce says, now just keep in mind as the Gemara, the Bryce explained, it's just an imagery, but it's referring to the makom erva. So Gemara says, Ezu Shir Veset, what's a Shiva Veset? Masha Lashamesh Ve'ej Omdin Mitzada Mashkov, a servant and a waiter and or an aide of some sort, who's a Nichnas Mitzada Mashkov standing by the doorway, Yitiyat Hashamesh Nichnas Aid. When the Hashamesh leaves, the aide comes in. So that's the reference. That's how quick a Shir Veset is, a very small amount of time. So you cannot accomplish a real Badika in that period of time. Badika takes more time than that because the Badika has to be very thorough. So you can't do a real bedika. So what was that suggestion? So Gemara says, no, heavy veset sh'amru. When we spoke of a veset, we're talking about l'kinuach in regards to cleaning the area after the fact. Below the bedika. We weren't suggesting doing a real bedika after the fact, but the kinuach. So the question is, should she do a kinuach after tashmish? Because if she were to find the kinuach, which is just wiping, which is much quicker, that's the shiva veset. If she were to find dam, the question becomes, the question becomes whether or not whether the husband will be chayv or not. Now the Gemara says, even if she finds dam in a case of a kinuach, that would not be mechayv the husband. Because you need to do a real bedika to mechayv the husband. If it's just simply a kinuach, that's not indicative of any dam that was there before. It's not a thorough enough type of cleaning. So Gemara tweaks it and says no. The real question we were posing was, Ela mau shetikanach, should she do a kinuach after the fact? Ikadami, why? Hachi, what was that question? Ikadami, some say, Hachi baimine. Isha maosha tivdak atma, should she check herself? Kedei lechai baila asham talib. So if she does a bedika after the fact, you're right, even though the bedika, the way it works is, the Gemara says, if there's a dam miyad, right after tashmish, if there's blood there, we assume it was there also during tashmish, and they're both chai v'chatas. If it was there, let's say 30 seconds later, so then we don't know, it's a safek, and the husband would be chayv and ashim taloi, but not a chata. So the real question is, should she do a kinuach after the fact, or do a bedik after the fact, which wouldn't be mechayv the husband a chatas, but would be chayv him and ashim taloi? That's the question the Gemara wants to know. And the Gemara answers, Amar lo, lo tivdok. She should not check even after the tashmish. Ask the Gemara, why not? V'tivdok, let her, what's the big deal? Ma bakach, why not do a bedik after the fact? Because imkein, libo, nokvo. Because he's going to be concerned now after the fact, if she's checking herself with Parish, he's going to say that maybe there was a dam before the already Tashmish, and it's going to, again, to separate from his wife in general. He's going to always be so concerned that there's dam during Tashmish. We don't want there to be any bedikas before Tashmish, after the Tashmish. Don't even speak of it. Okay. Gemara says, V'sha shehi overes. So we said when the woman finishes dealing with taros and stuff, she should We said we should, wait, this is in which case is after Shei Taros, I believe. Let me just double check. This is the Mishnah Yud Aleph. Oh, this is after Tashmish. Okay, fine. So Bashashi Overish to the Shamash Beisa when she completed Tashmish. So then it says we should do another Bedika, and that was only if she's Osek in Taros, she said.
English says the other way. She finished her household activities, and now she's getting ready for the husband.
Okay, fine. So she finished her Taros, and now she's being making herself for the Tashmish. So in that case, she requires a Bedika. So Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Ami, Amar Rabbi Yanai, the Zehu, this is what's called Eden Shel Tznuros. The Bedika of Tznuros, this is the way that Tznuros would do it. He would even do a Bedika after the Osik Bataros preparing themselves for Tashmish. So Gemara says, Amar Le Rabbi Abba Bar Mama Le Rabbi Ami Tana Tani Tzrichos Vat Tani Tznuros. Our Brisa says, Lashon of Tzrichos, these are the Eden that are necessary, and you're using it to say Tznuros, that this is the only the humble ones, the modest ones, the ones who are very, very machmir, but this is not Tzrichos. Tzrichos means everyone needs to. Tznuros means only Yechidim would do this. So Gemara says, Amar Lei, Shani Omer, Kol Makayim Divrei Chachamim Nikrei Tznuros. No, it's Tzrichos, but it's not a Stira. Those at Tzrichos are also Tznuros. Anyone who fulfills the words of the Chachamim, that's called a Tanua. Unfortunately, there are many who are not Tanua, but those who fulfill the words of Chachamim are called Tanua. And that's what the Gemara is referencing. Gemara says, that's a very strange thing to say. Because Amar Rava, She'ena Makayim Divrei Chachamim, if you're not fulfilling the words of the Chachamim, so Tanua Hu Dulam Mikre, you're not called a Tanua. But it's not only that you're not called a Tanua. Ha'Rasha Lo Mikre, but you're not called a Rasha. You're not following Chachamim, you're Rasha. So Tznuah sounds like, you should follow the Chacham. If you don't follow Chacham, you're not a Tznuah, but you're still a great person. You're a Beinoni. But the Gemara says, no, if you don't listen to Chacham, you're a Rasha. So a Tznuah can't be referring to one who keeps the words of the Chachamim. Ella, Amar Rabba, Rabba says, really, it's as follows. Tznuah, when you speak of the word Tznuah, the concept of Tznuah, and it's referring to Eid Shebartu Bo Atzman Lifnei Tashmish Zeh. Ein Bot Goes Bo Lifnei Tashmish Acher. The same exact cloth that they used to check during before one tashmish, they would not reuse before a separate tashmish because there's a concern it might be dirty. So the lazy ones would use the same exact bedika. So but tsanua would use different ones. The tsanuas would use different ones. The she'ena tsanuas, those who are not tsanua, bokos v'lo ichbaslan. The ones who are not tsanua, which are not as particular and as careful, they would reuse the same eid, the same eid. That's what comes out. So they're all following the halacha, it's just that Tznuos would not use the same bedika. So Gemara now says, Gufa, we said in yesterday's daf, Amar Rabbi Zeira, Amar Rabbi Abba, that Bar Yirmiyah Amar Shmuel, Isha Shein Laveset Asur L'Shamesh Ad Shetivdak. A woman who doesn't have a veset, does not have a set time to see her nida, so she's it's also to have Tashmish until she does a bedika. Because since there's no veset, it could be any day she could see Dam. So since any day there's a possibility to see Dam, she must do bedika prior to Tashmish. So Amar Le Rabbi Zeir Le Rabbi Abba Bar Yirmiyah. So Ein La Veset Bay Bedika Yesh La Veset Lo Bay Bedika. Does that imply that only a woman who doesn't have a Veset must she do Bedika before the Tashmish? But a woman who does have a Veset, she doesn't require a Bedika. But don't we have a Mefurish Mishnah? And yesterday's daf, we said even a woman who has a Veset must do a Bedika Lifnei Tashmish. Everyone requires it. Again, we're only referring to one who's also Osek Bataros. Keep that in mind as we read through all this. But again, the statement of Shmuel says, only Ein La Veset woman does a Bedika before Tashmish. But one who has a Veset doesn't need to do Bedika. But again, on yesterday's daf, we say clearly that even Isha Sheyesh La Veset must do a Bedika. So Amar Lei, the response is that no. Yesh La Veset, if she has a Veset, which is a set time to see. So Eira, if she's awake, which means she's Roy Lasik Bataros, by Bedika. There she requires a Bedika. If she's Yeshena, and which means she's not right to be Osik Bataros, so the husband wants to be Baaleh while she's a Yeshena, while she's sleeping, so then we don't require a Bedika. That's all when she's a Veset. It's such a chilek of a Veset, a woman has a Veset, Bein Era, Bein Yeshena. But lo by lo Bedika, but Ein La Veset, a woman who doesn't have a Veset at all, the din is Bein Era, Bein Yeshena, by Bedika. Even if she's sleeping, one's also to Baaleh until she does a Bedika, again, referring to an Isha, Ein La Veset. So we have a different, everyone requires a Veset, rather requires a Bedika, but depends on the circumstances. So Amar Rava, Rava says, L'lei Malei, so let's say, Yesh La Veset, L'taros, by Bedika, the Baila Lo by Bedika. Maybe we should say as follows, that maybe the chiluk should be different. If she has a vest, again, we can't go against the mission which says an isha yeshu vest requires a bedika. That's clear. We're just questioning when does the isha yeshu vest have to do bedika. So Rava suggests maybe this should be a different chiluk. Again, if it's a lema, let's say yeshu vest, if she's a woman who has a vest, the taros bar bedika. If it's she's osik in taros, then she should do bedika. But lebaila for husband lo bar bedika. And if the woman who has ain't love asset, we should say afilu baila nami bar bedika. And even regarding the husband, they should do bedika. That should be the suggestion, as opposed to suggesting it's a difference between being awake or asleep. It should be a chilek maybe between taros and baila. So Gemara says umidilo amar lahach. From the fact that we don't suggest this, that there should be a chilek between taros and baila, shema mina. We learn from here kasaver Shmuel holds kol lebaila lebar bedika across the board. Even for a woman she ain't laveset, if it's strictly for the purposes of labaila, there is never a need for a bedika. The only question is if it's a yeshla for the baila, and also she's also for taros, that's when there's a need for bedika. And when there's a need for bedika in those cases, there becomes a chilek between veset v'shein laveset, bein yeshena versus era. Yeshena is sleeping and era means awake.
All right, I'm sorry.
No, the woman's sleeping. The woman's her husband wants to be bala while she's sleeping, so you don't wake her up to do bedika if she's a yesh leveset. And if she's awake, so then she has to do a bedika.
No,
all these cases are only when the taros, when she's osik b'taros. Otherwise, if it's only labaila, it's not relevant. It's labaila to a woman who's osik b'taros. So then the Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan, the Raisa says here at the end of the Amud, Tanu Rabbanan chamarim, who are the donkey drivers, and Paulin, the workers, Rabban Mibais, Mibais Ha'evel, Mibais Hamishta, you know, back then it wasn't like, going a half an hour away. It was a trip to get to the Beis Ava. It was a trip to get to the Beis Mishta. So they're traveling far places, and the din is, Nishayim Lehem Beches Kastara. So, and their wives, when they left to go on their journey, were in the state of being Tahar. Ubarn Vishawin Umahim, Bein Yishayim, Bein Eros. So the din is, when they come back, so it's forbidden to be with their wives because you could assume the cheskas tara, the cheskas maritama, the status quo existed that they were tara. So the Gemara says it's only true, however, b'madramum shenichan b'cheskas tara. You could only assume they're tara now if when you left them they're tara as well. Aval nichan b'cheskas tuma, when you left on your trip for bring the donkeys or to the Beis Avil or Beis Amishta, and you left them they're cheskas tuma. So the olam hi tamei, we have to assume they're tamei ad shetomula tehorani, until, as we saw yesterday, until she states that she's in fact Tahora. V'ha Shmuel b'may mokim. How Shmuel going to make this, explain this? Because Shmuel above said, there's a chilek between Eira v'Yishena. That's a relevant chilek here. Here, the Brisa only makes a distinction between what the initial chazaka was versus not. There's no discussion of Yesh Levesa, there's no discussion of Eira v'Yishena. So what's Shmuel going to do with this Brisa? The Gemara elaborates on this question. Again, v'ha Shmuel b'may mokim lo. How is he going to establish his mission? Because referring to a woman who has a veset. So then, Tasha Eira, so even if she's awake, the din should be that she's permitted. You don't have to ask, because if she's not this man of seeing, we have to assume she's tower. If she's a woman who has no set cycle, which means there's always a concern of her being tameh, so Tasha Bein Eira Bein Yishena. So even if you left her in a state of cheskas tara, you have to always assume she's tameh until there's a proper bedika. So no matter how you slice it, this is a very problematic brisa for the sheet of Shmuel. So the Gemara answers, Li'olam, really, v'sheyesh leveset, a woman who has a veset, and the din is that even though she's awake, and even though when she's awake, Shmuel required a isha sheyesh leveset, a bedika when she's awake, why is there no bedika in this case here? Why can't you just assume she's tar when you come home? Because kevan shetava, since the wife wants, she's tovei the husband for tashmish, so, and she agrees, there's no greater bedika than this. Her consent is indicative that there was a bedika that was done. She wouldn't allow for otherwise. So even though she may not have said it, and maybe that you didn't see the bedika, that's enough of a proof and evidence that she in fact did a bedika before him. But there is a requirement for bedika. It just not stated in the brisa. Again, it's self-understood from her actions. So the Gemara then says, last couple lines of the Amud here, Amar le rapapalu rava. Mahu lemebad kiamisa. What's the din? Are you allowed to follow along this particular brisa or not? That when she's sleeping, this din of again, if she's tovei the husband, whether or not there's no need to talk about a talk about a. I'm sorry. Kiamatitza by Bedika o Tevia. That says you require a Bedika or a Tevia when she's Toveyu. Is that enough of a ground to allow for this? She's Toveya him, yeah. Yeah. So then the Gemara says, Amarle, Sudani. So Sudani, what's Sudani? So Rashi, Sudani is Talmud Chacham. Why is the Talmud Chacham called Sudani? Because Al Shem, Sod Hashem Liyureyav. So we know there's a Pardesh, just a side point, just for a moment. Pardesh is different types of areas of Torah. Pshat, Remez, Drush, and Sod. But even within Pardesh, there's Pardesh of Pardesh, which means, in Pshat, there are four levels of Pshat. There's Pshat, Shabbat, Pshat, and there's Remez, there's Drush, and there's Sod. So in learning Gemara Nigla, which is Pshat, so the Sod, the deepest secret of the Pshat is really Halach L'maisa, Libet HaHilchasa. So you call Talmud Chacham who learned Sod, that's referring to one who knows Halacha. The Gemara that rises for this is the Gemara talks about Yehuda. Yishev Yehuda, his bones were busy moving in the Aron and carrying to the Midbar. Moshe Rabbeinu davened for him that they should stop moving, and then he wasn't allowed in the base Medrash Shemala, so he davened should go into the base Medrash Shemala, and then the Gemara says, well, he wasn't able to hold cup, so he davened that he should be able to hold cup in Yeshiva, but then he wasn't Zochat Ali with the Hilchas, and then finally they passed like a Shita that Yehuda Shevet said. So you see from here, the highest level of learning Nigla is really Alib de Hilchasa. So when it calls Sudani, the Lashon of So, that's the Sod of Pshat, which is really paskening Alib de Hilchasa. So the Gemara says, either way, Amrlei, so they said, this Sudani, they said to her papa, you Sudani, you Talmud Chacham, lo, a woman should not do Bedika, de Megani Be'ape, because when he tells her to do Bedika, it's going to be disgusting to him, he's going to be turned off, and therefore, better not to. So the Gemara then says, Amar of Kana, Shaltini la inshe besa. So Rav Kana said, we asked the wives of Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Braid of Yeshua, ki also Rabbanim mibei Rav, they asked the question to the wives of these great tzaddikim, when your husbands, when these rabbis come from work, when they come to the Beis Medrash, matshicha l'chu bedika, do they require a bedika before tashmish or not? So Amri lei, so they said to us, to me, lo. So they responded to Rav Kana, that's not the case, there's no need, lo. So Gemara asks, L'shalayinu l'didu. Why didn't they ask the husbands themselves? Why are they asking the wives? Sounds a bit inappropriate. So Dilma, Inu, Ka, Machmir, Anashai, perhaps they were Machmir on themselves. What does that mean? So if you look at Rashi to explain why they asked the wives, Rashi says around eight narrow lines down, Dilma, Inu, Machmir, Ayu, Machmir, Anashayu, U'matzrichen bedika l'nishasei. And perhaps there were more Machmir and going to Machmir for their own wives, U'morim l'achem hetu, but for others it'll be Mekel. And Kilchasa, like the Psakalacha, do Kimna de Lobai Bedika. The Sika, Chashal, in the Shosen, they wanted to ask the wives, is the Lamaite what was going on? Do you nami by Lachmuri Kivasayu? Because they also want to be Machmir. There's certain things, there's a concept of being Machmir. Certain individuals, Mesir Shisham talk about a person as they grow in levels, there's a one level is to be Machmir on all the different shitas that are out there. But that's not for the Hamonam. Not everyone is right to be Machmir in every shita. We pass in what the Psak is. But certain tzaddikim wants to be machmir. So they wanted to know what was the ruling of Rav Papa Rav Huna for themselves, not for others, for themselves. So they can only get the true answer how they asked the wives what was actually lemaisa going on. So the Gemara then says, Tanur Bar and the Braisa teaches us, Isha she'ein la veset, a woman who has no veset, asur l'shamish, she can never have tashmish. The Braisa is fasting, never. So most women don't have set cycles b'zman hazeh, but back then it was apparently rare or more rare to not have a set cycle. So isha she'ein la veset, a woman without a proper cycle, asur l'shamish, also to have a tashmish the entire life until she creates a veset. And not only that, if you were to marry such a woman, it turned out she'ein la veset, ein la ksuba, she could get divorced without having to pay her ksuba to mekach tos, but they'll pay her with any fruit that the husband eats from her nichsei malug, he doesn't have to pay back to her. Below mazonos, and if he's overseas, he's not responsible to support her. Below belows and all the different cloths that are part of the ksuba also doesn't go to her. V'yotei, and he has to divorce her. Below machzir lamas, he can never remarry her. That's Divrei Rabbi Meir, a very, very machmir shita in terms of ein leves. Rabbi Chanina ben Antignas Omer, no, mishemeshes b'shnei edim. No, it's a very simple solution. Just check. Do a bedika before tashmish. Do a bedika afterwards, and everything will be fine. Hein ivuseha and tikuneh, that which is makalka, meaning if they aid them is a problem. Like, too many bedikas is a problem, but it also saves them. It's a problem in that they find the dam after the tashmish, now they're all chai v'chasas. But it's also, it saves them, because if they don't find there to be dam, so then it allows them to be with each other. So hein ivuseha v'hein tikuneh, and mishum abba chanan amr oilo lebailo. So then after presenting this machlokas, whether they could stay married were not stay married in the name of Abba Hachanan, made a statement. He said, "Oy lo lebala, woe to the husband of such a person." So it's unclear which statement he's going on. Is he going on Shitas Rabbi Chanina, or is he going back even on Divrei Rabbi Meir? The Gemara itself is going to present two positions. So the Gemara says, let's understand the first Shita of Rabbi Meir, who says a woman she'ein levaset is asur li'olam. So asur l'shamish, dilman mekalkelas. The reason why they can't have shimush tashmish is because since it's any moment is a possibility she could see dam, because she has no set cycle, it's a concern of an itzabia, which is an itzakaris. It's a very serious matter. Therefore, tashmish is also forever. The ein laksuba, she gets no ksuba, came into lachazi labia, less like ksuba. One of the prerequisites for being having a ksuba is that there's a hetzer for bia, but there's no hetzer bia, so then memela, there's no ksuba either. And once you say there's no ksuba, so then below peiris, below mazonis, below blos, all those other perks don't get it. She doesn't get it either, because tonight ksuba kiksuba dami. All the different conditions or the outgrowths of a ksuba is like the ksuba itself. So if there's no ksuba, the melo, there's no the tonight ksuba, which again is below peiris, below mazonis, below blos. And then the Gemara says, quotes from above. The Gemara says v'yotzi below yaster lamas, and he must divorce this woman and never remarry her. Pshita, of course, he can't remarry her. She ain't levesa. There's no hetabir. So Gemara says, lo, tricha dehadra v'ataknir. It's talking about a situation, let's say, after they got divorced, she was able to establish for herself a set veset. So maybe in that case, he could remarry her. Why not? So Gemara says, even in that case, where after she divorced, she established a veset, even then she can never remarry. Why? So now the same way, what would you have thought? Lahadri, let them get remarried. Kamashulam, we don't let them get remarried, because the zimnin da'azli umnasa umataknin. Let's say the husband divorces the wife, because she has no veset. And now the ex-wife marries someone else. And while she married to a new person, to Shimon, she actually establishes a veset. So now everything's fixed. So now the first husband is going to say, Omar, Ila ha'isi yodeya shekachu, had I known that she would have established a veset, afilu ha'isi nosin lo me'amana lo ha'isi ne'megarsha, even had you paid me $100, $1 million, I would have never divorced in the first place. So now he regrets the get, and now the get perhaps is undone retroactively. Now she's with another man, which shouldn't be with another man, and therefore they have to say, Nimsa get batal, ubanea mamzerim, from the second marriage, and therefore they have to say, once you divorce a woman because of this, lo yachzer olamis, you can never remarry her. Okay, so then the Gemara says at the end of that brayso, we said Mishrum Abba Chanan Amru, he made a comment, Oy lo lebaila, woe to such a husband who has such a wife. So Ikadamri, some said this is Rabbi Meir, Amrle, the baila advui ksubasa, that he has to pay the ksuba. I saw we said he doesn't pay the ksuba according to him. All right, he's arguing. He says even when the Rabbi Meir says there is no payment of ksuba, he passing that there is a payment of the ksuba. So it turns out that such a husband has to pay a ksuba. He divorces her, he loses his wife, and he pays a ksuba. Woe to such a husband who is stuck in such a situation. And Ikdam, your others say, no, the comment of Oyla Labaila was going on Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonos Kamarle, and he says, Dimakakelisle, because even if he allows you to have tashmish with the proper edim, still there's a possibility that they'll see dam, and it's going to cause an iser via during nida, and that's a big violation. So even though it's allowed, it creates a lot of agmas nefesh. So that
one question: what is the dead lotion that he says? Even if you give me $100, I won't.
No, he's just expressing that.
He's
just expressing how much he wanted to stay married to. He really loved her. Even if you pay $1 million to divorce her, I wouldn't divorce her. I really wanted to marry her. I only divorced her because she couldn't get a heter.
Yeah,
exactly. So then the Gemara says, "Amar Yehuda Meshmuel Halacha Krabi Chanina Ben Antignos." So we paskin that they could stay married, because otherwise nowadays most women don't have vessa, that you couldn't stay married, so you could get married, and that's to be a bedika. Uvemai. So what's he talking about? That we paskin like Rabbi Chanina Ben Antignos. If it's talking about Ibasuk Bataros, one who's Osik Bataros, well, Ha'amar Shmuel Chadazim already learned in the name of Shmuel that one who's Osik Bataros requires a bedika. And one of that Osik Bataros doesn't require Badika. So there's no Chiddushir that we don't already know from Shmuel. V'yubishayna Asuka Bataros, and she's not being Osik Bataros. Ha'amar, we already have a din from Shmuel as well. Kol Abayla lo bai Badika. Whenever there's only a Baal in the picture, there's no Taros to speak of, Edward Shmuel says you don't require Badika at all. Damar Rabbi Zera, Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Yirmiya, Amar Shmuel, Yishishayna Labezet, Asur LaShamish Asha Tivdok, Vokim Lala Basuka Bataros, only when she's Osik Bataros. But if it's a woman who's not Osik Bataros, even though she has no veset, there is no need for a bedika. So what's being added here by Rabbi Huda says, we pass like Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos. We already know what Shmuel would hold in these cases. And the Gemara says, you're right, it is superfluous, but still, nonetheless, man demasiha lemasiha. They weren't, there are two statements. The one who taught this one didn't teach that one. Everyone's in agreement. When they quote Shmuel's name, there's two different people quoting Shmuel's name, and they're all consistent with each other, and it wasn't that it was extra, just two different people reporting what Shmuel had said. Hadron lach shamai omer. Okay, we'll continue tomorrow on the next paragraph.